The man speaker, please recognize Representative Lieben for CCR to Senate Bill 118.
Clerk will read.
CCR to Senate Bill 118 by Johnson of the Senate and Miller of the House, an act relating to the Oklahoma Tax Commission.
Representative Lieben, you're recognized to explain the CCR.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Senate Bill 118, the Oklahoma Tax Commission, modifies to FY09, I repeat, 09 program categories and amounts to accommodate legislation from House Bill 3326, the TAG reissuance, and Senate Bill 2034, the Voluntary Compliance Initiative, which passed in late 2008. This amounts to approximately $3 million, which is we didn't know we'd have it, and it fixes the budget numbers for 09 correctly. The 130 some odd million that came in from taxpayers that hadn't paid their taxes in years. Of course, we didn't know what that would be till the very end. Move adoption.
Thank you for that brief explanation, Representative Lieben. Representative Reynolds, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you. Representative Lieben, what was the $3 million for?
It's in there. It's sitting there. All we're doing with this is adjusting the numbers in the budget. We're not appropriating anything.
Representative Reynolds, for follow-up, you're recognized.
Thank you. Why do we need to do that? I'm trying to understand why we need to adjust the budget for this $3 million. If it's there, it seems like this is a waste of paperwork. What is the reason that this body has had to spend the last 4 months running a bill to adjust the numbers there?
Representative, thanks for the question. I fully agree with you. If it was my business, I'd just take it out of one pocket and stick it in the other. But to be legal with this, we have to have the right numbers for the 09 budget on paper.
One more follow-up. You're recognized.
Thank you. Representative Lieben, we've heard, like in the Department of Education, where they didn't spend all the money or whatever. I don't understand. Can you please explain? In this bill, I don't see anything where we're moving it from one category to another. So I just see, well, a total line struck out on two different lines. So could you please explain that?
I don't believe we're moving it from one category to another. We're just adjusting the amounts to make them realistic and true to what we really have. And the Tax Commission does not have any money left over. They spent it all.
One more follow-up. You can get back in the queue. Representative Reynolds, you're recognized.
If there's other questions, Mr. Speaker, if there's other questions, I'll step aside.
There are other questions. Representative Rich, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative, I had a question on your statement that you made about that they collected taxes from people that were deficient on taxes and that helped fund this, and also who actually oversaw that committee or group? Who did we pay to collect those taxes?
The Oklahoma Tax Commission is the first to try to collect past due taxes. Then there are people in the United States that you can hire that will send letters and hound these people till they do pay. We received money, about $135 million from all 50 states and Puerto Rico that brought these people up on the tax amnesty where they don't owe any anymore.
Follow-up, Representative Rich, you're recognized.
So you're saying that we hired people outside of Oklahoma when there are Oklahomans that could have done that job?
We questioned that in committee, and there was no one in Oklahoma that could do that, that had the ability to cover all 50 states and Puerto Rico and track these people down.
Representative Lieben moves adoption CCR to Senate Bill 118. Will there be debate? Representative Reynolds, for what purpose?
I'm sorry, Mr. Speaker. I thought you said I was going to get one more question after we went on.
Yeah, I didn't see you in the queue. Ask your question.
Thank you. Representative Liebman, I think you said $130 million. I can see the $3 million adjustment on line 6 and 7. I only see a $14 million adjustment on lines 3 and 4. Can you explain to me where the $130 million is hiding in this report?
I don't believe it's hiding. It went into the general revenue fund of the state. I understood. The tax commission did not have, it went through the tax commission into the general revenue fund.
Representative Levin moves adoption CCR to Senate Bill 118. Will there be debate? There will be debate. Representative Reynolds voting, debating against. Representative Levin voting for. Any others wishing to debate? Q is preparing to close. Q is closed. Representative Reynolds, you're recognized for 10 minutes debating opposition adoption of the CCR.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, I don't know where that $130 million went. I see the $3 million entry. But just looking at this report, I may understand here. I understand that we paid a company out of Ohio $15 million to collect taxes for the state of Oklahoma. Now, for all of the things that we hear about, what a great benefit it is that it creates jobs and all those things we do with tax credits. What we've done, apparently, is we've created an 8-to-1 or 13-to-1 or 26-to-1 ratio, depending upon what agency you're talking to, for the state of Ohio. We gave them $16 million, and with all the subsidiary businesses and grocery stores and the payroll taxes that were generated in Ohio and everything else, off the backs of taxpayer deadbeats in Oklahoma, instead of finding an Oklahoma company to do this, I'm guessing that's why we've got that $15 million. That $15 million is no doubt for an unbid contract. My understanding, the Speaker, Representative may be able to correct me on that, that it was never put out to bid. It was a sole source contract. $15 million going to the state of Ohio, which is a pretty strange concept. I guess it was economic development for Ohio. And maybe we did get $130 million in, and maybe we didn't. We don't see that in this bill. We're bragging about those numbers. But if we did, can you imagine the dilemma we're in this year, that we don't have another $130 million coming in? So our budget's even going to be in worse shape. I don't know. It's all very confusing, isn't it? But fortunately, we've got 6 or 8 minutes to evaluate each of these bills as they come before us. Members, it makes no sense that we're adjusting a budget number. We're doing all the paperwork. So I'd encourage you to vote against the CCR.
Mr. Liebman, you're recognized for 10 minutes. 10 minutes debate in favor of adoption of the CCR.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Well, if we paid 15 and took in 130, the state made $115 million. Boy, I'd do those numbers every day with any of you out there. I'll change 15 cents for a buck. I'd be rich. Anyway, this $3 million we're talking about is just merely a book balancing issue here to make everything legal. Please vote for it. Thank you very much.
Members, you've heard the debate. All those in favor of adoption of CCR, say aye. Opposed, nay. The ayes have it. CCR is adopted. 4-3 in the bill.
Senate Bill 118 by Johnson of the Senate, Miller of the House, an act relating to the Oklahoma Tax Commission.
Representative Liebman moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Be debate. Seeing no debate. Question for the House is, shall the CCR be adopted? Clerk will activate the machine. Sergeant announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Representative Harrison votes aye. Representative Treblecock votes aye. Representative Pittman votes aye. Representative McMullen votes aye. Representative Fields votes aye. Representative Arms votes aye. Representative Dank votes aye. Representative Blackwell votes aye. Representative McDaniel-Genie votes aye. Representative Westhoff votes Representative Williams, Nelson, you care to vote? Those wishing to vote or change your vote, chair is preparing to close. Declare the vote.
97 aye, 2 nay.
Having received the majority vote of those elected and constituted the House, I declare the bill to have passed. Representative Liebman now asks the vote on the bill be the vote of emergency. Without objection, that will be the order. Declare the vote.
97 aye, 2 nay.
Having received 2/3 vote of those elected and constituted the House, I declare the emergency to have passed. Mr. Floor Leader.